The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hello. Good morning. This is Christina. Are you on the line?
Yes, we are, and we are live. Good morning, Carl. Happy Friday. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, 1-1.
Okay, are we on?
Yes, we are, Carl.
You got to tell me that.
I did.
Tell me that.
I did.
Well, I know you did it, but I didn't see it. So, okay, hey. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in Roaring Gulch. Having at the pancake breakfast with 10,000 of my closest friends. And good morning. It is today, the 17th of May, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassionate Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and we know it's pancake breakfast day. It's rodeo week. And good morning.
Very good morning.
Okay. And I'm here with Dave Wiley, who is our newest producer, and he's going to give us the weather.
Good morning, Redding. It is 64 degrees currently, beautiful down here at the pancake breakfast. If you come to get out right now, it is beautiful weather. High of, it's 64 now, going to be a high of 93 today. Beautiful day.
Okay, what's it going to look like for tonight? Because we've got rodeo tonight. It's chicks and chaps, wear pink, fight cancer, think pink tonight. There's rodeo. Everybody's going to be in pink. So
5 o'clock, it's going to be 91 degrees and bright and sunny. Make sure to bring your sunscreen tonight.
Yeah. Well, it starts at the rodeo starts at 7. People start. I would hardly recommend you start showing up around 5:30. Plenty of vendors. Plenty of things to do because of the parking. They close the interstate at 6, way in there. So if you want to get in there and get in early, like I said, there's plenty of things to do there at the rodeo tonight. Now, the weather reports are always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business that has been in the business about 25 years. They treat their customers really, really well. They do treat their customers as friends, better known, family owned, locally owned. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, much more. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So I'm here, down here. We're going to have this just kind of, we play this by ear, but I saw Tyler Whitlow out there. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, you got a beard this time.
I do, yeah. You can blame my wife for that. Yesterday was our 15-year anniversary, and I'm not shaving until she gives me the okay.
We turn you down a bit.
There you go.
You talk.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? There we go.
Yeah, man, I was blowing myself out.
Yeah, sir.
Here. Okay, hey, Christina, is that good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, good. All right, so people that don't know you don't realize that you do a whole, you're kind of like that guy behind the scenes, you know.
And I like that.
You support a lot of things.
Like, yes.
Like today you're out, you're getting, what are you doing today?
You know, this morning it's one of those things where if I'm up, I like to be busy. I like to be active. So as my wife is doing a phenomenal job of getting our boys ready for school, things like that, I was already awake, so I said, hey, I'm going to go down there, fly the drone, get some shots, get some camera shots, and so I'm just walking around saying hi to our amazing community and getting some more photos, videos that we can do to help promote it, bring more people to Redding.
Well, I tell you what, here's one of the things that we've been talking about, and especially this week, I guess, I was talking to the leadership of Redding yesterday.
Yeah.
I had some, you know, I saw those media guys and girls in that a lot of times things are written about our area here that are not flattering because, and they're written from afar.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, they're written from afar. They're written from New York or yeah. LA. They have no idea. They read somebody's, you know, tripe and then they must, you know, they think it's true instead of finding it out. We live in a wonderful place.
Absolutely.
Do we have our problems? Yes. And could everything be better? Yes. But if you look at it, this is a great place. And this is one of the things that we can do, like you're doing here, is we extol the virtues of Shasta County, the North State, and Redding. And we're telling the truth.
Yeah, it's up to us to control that narrative, right?
It is.
Let's take it away from those East Coast guys and the Southern California guys, and let's put it back in the pockets of our community. It's up to us to roll up our sleeves and get out there and tell everybody why it's amazing. And to put in the work to keep it amazing.
That's the thing is, the community is a giving, it's a tight community. We know that. We stand together here.
Absolutely.
And what we shouldn't do is let ourselves get wrapped around this national thing and this lack of trust and all of this. But
there's
work together.
Yeah,
work
there's
together.
Nothing here that isn't controllable, right?
Yeah.
We fight with the state, we fight with the nation, all kinds of different things. But at the end of the day, it's up to us to walk out our front door and say, hey, what am I going to do that's a little bit of good today? And get the job done.
Yeah, right? What can I do that's positive today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, we all have different ideas of what's positive. But anyway, so you're just going to be, how long are you going to be here for the whole time?
Until the wet kids get here, and I'm going to go sit down and have a nice little pancake breakfast. Yeah.
What's your favorite part about this?
Honestly, it's the community. You know, I see the same 500 people at a lot of fundraiser events and things like that throughout the community.
Yeah.
But what's nice is now I get to see 10,000 plus people showing up and having a good time and enjoying something amazing that you don't get living in the city. You don't get living in a lot of other spots. We got Asphalt Cowboys out here. We got the Reading Rodeo guys out here. We got all of our favorite stations out here. We got everybody from TV, radio come out here to have a good time. That's it. That's the only goal. Enjoy some breakfast. Have a good time.
Yeah, there's the girls with the orange juice walking.
They're going around filling up all the cups
I may have to tackle her the next time she goes by. I could use the orange juice this morning.
You know what's it's cool to see too. This is the one week of the year. Reading Police Department get to wear jeans with their outfit and they love it.
Oh yeah, you know they're at the rodeo last night. They're out there all the time.
Yeah.
Some got cowboy hats on and wearing jeans.
I saw the chief, and he had a big old grin on him. And he was out there having fun. It's a great time.
He was not in uniform when I saw him, but he was having
jeans and a cowboy hat. Yeah. Every single one of these guys. Yeah. It's cool to see.
Well, you know, it's a special part of our heritage here.
Yep.
And, you know, it's people say, hey, you know, oh, we've got to develop this and develop that. You know, we do need to move forward.
Yep.
In my opinion, we do need to move forward. But we can't forget where we came from. We can't forget that we're, you know, rural heritage, a Western heritage. And there's room for all of that, you know.
I look at it as we should be enhancing and not replacing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's make it so it's inviting to even more people. Let's grow this community in a positive way. And simultaneously hang on to our roots that made it what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because once you start cutting loose from that, then we start, you know, then you start kind of floundering.
Now we lose our culture.
You're adrift. And then you're going to start doing things that in the short run, maybe even the long run, it's not good for you. So, we've got to be careful when we're doing this.
Keep
what we have to enhance.
Yep.
Not to keep it static.
Right.
Let it sit in place and deteriorate, but. You know, move forward.
Okay. So that was Joshua that came by and said, hey, so me and Joshua are on the Reading Citizens Academy. This is the first year the RPD's doing that.
Joshua Johnson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got Jack.
The newest planning commission?
Yes. Yeah, he is the newest planning commissioner, right? And then we got Jack Munns in there. We got Todd Jones from the Chamber.
Yeah.
Great group of folks doing this RPD Citizens Academy.
Are you learning anything?
I am. You know, it's every Thursday. So last night we did it and we were working with the detectives and the CSI team and, a great group of people in general, but they were also very nice enough. They turned the entire second floor over there at the police station into a crime scene that they had to teach us how to investigate.
Yeah.
And so we spent 3 hours, which went by really fast because we were having too much fun with us. Just learning all the little things that they do, all the behind the scenes that you don't see from the news.
Have you finished it now?
No, I think we got 2 more weeks. First week of June we'll be done.
Okay, because they told me in that last class they're gonna tase you.
Yeah, so we did tasing the class before. Absolutely.
They did?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You got to get tased?
I personally didn't, you know, when you've had open heart surgeries, they try to, you know, recommend you don't get tased.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, live tissue transplant. Yeah.
When did that happen?
I was pretty young when that happened.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I still try to stay away from that electric shock, though. Yeah. I offered myself up for pepper spraying, and they're like, no, you don't want that.
I've been pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
I've been tear gassed.
Apparently that's
CS gassed. I mean, I've got it all there.
Today's pepper spray is supposed to be pretty bad what they carry on there. Yeah. But no, yeah, I got to shoot the taser at least.
One of your friends, or is he just a target?
They wouldn't let me tase somebody. But no, and I did a ride-along last week as well, too. It was a lot of fun.
So what Tyler's talking about, they're twice a year they're going to run this. They got another one in September. We're going to try it in the hop.
Yeah, we're the initial class. We're the guinea pigs this year. But what it is, you know, 9 weeks where you're going through every department within law enforcement here in Reading. And learning about all the different aspects of what it takes not only to be an officer, but what it takes to keep the community safe and secure. And it's really an eye-opener. And that's coming from somebody who spends a lot of time with law enforcement in general.
You do.
It's been such an amazing eye-opener.
Well, great. Hey, we have to take a break here. Tyler, thanks a lot for being with us.
Glad to have you. Good to see you again.
Oh, it's good seeing you. We always see each other on these
things.
That's
right, sir. Always good.
Stop by some other time. I actually have coffee down there if you need.
Yes.
I know. You're going for what? Dutch Bros.
So, you know, I usually go for the local guys, so I stick with the Dutch Bros.
I like to do that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I frankly don't start fucking at all.
No,
okay.
I forget they're around.
All right. Okay, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive is our jewelry place of choice, and many, many, many others. It's voted best in New York State in the record searchlight poll. And they are. They've got the only place in town. It's the only full service jewelry store, right? And it's got their own watch repairment, which is rare in this area. So they're there. They great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, great people, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
No need, ain't no need.
Of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here in Roaring Gulch, California. I'm here with 10,000 of my closest friends having pancakes, smearing syrup on my face and all that. And it is another huge success here. I'm telling you what, people are lining up, but they aren't lining up long. They're just running them through here. It's kind of like, you know what, if you're not ready to walk quickly through the line to be able to get your pancakes, you know, I'll probably have a slow line for you, but good morning and welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in Roaring Gulch, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for rodeo today. She's in the Think Pink and the Chicks and Chaps, the big event they're having there. She's going to be emceeing that and helping out down there. So that's where she is this morning, but I'm here with David Wiley and Christina. Yeah, as the producer, and David Wiley is our newest producer, but I'm making him carry stuff around, so because you know he's young and big, so he can do that kind of stuff. And the other scary thing is because he's a sound guy, he understood how to hook this all up. So, but I'm here with Dan Miller. Dan,
hey Carl, how you doing?
Good morning, buddy.
It's good to be here. I tell you, we are like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, where were we last night?
At the rodeo. And you know what? First of all, I want to say Linda doing the national anthem on Wednesday night was the best way to kick off rodeo week. I mean, that, she knocked it out of the park. What a beautiful voice. You are a lucky man.
I am a lucky man. And she was, she really did a good job.
And she did a great job.
The girl last night, I thought, did a good job, too. I mean, she was there. And you know what? Rodeo is America. You know, it starts out with a prayer. And then we honor our nation, we honor our flag, and, you know, I mean, there's nobody sitting down at the rodeo when that flag goes by.
No, not at all. Everybody's standing, everybody's got their hats off and whatnot, right. And it's just a fantastic time. This Roaring Gulch is the biggest restaurant in California right now.
And if you've never been down here, you can still buy tickets. You know, I think tickets are $6 a piece,
yep.
You know, at the gate. And you can come down here and you get pancakes, sausage, coffee, orange juice. I don't know. I think that's something like that.
I'm going to be taking off here real soon. I'm going to be going to set up for the Chicks and Chaps breast cancer awareness. I think I'm the only guy in pink down here right now. I see a lot of ladies in pink, but tough enough to wear pink Friday at the rodeo.
That's it. And that's being sponsored by a number of people here Valor Oncology.
Yep.
You got Goldmark, you got Sierra Pacific Course is always in there, and a number of other people are doing that, and we'd really appreciate it.
Give me the help.
Now, Dan, and you're going, who's Dan? Well, Dan, you're homegrown here, right?
I've been here since 1971, moved from L.A. I moved back to L.A. after I graduated high school, came back. This has always been home.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my friend Chris have been doing this pancake breakfast for 20 years now. We come here at 5. We're usually the first ones to.
Well,
and we eat and just sit back and enjoy everybody, you know. Got a, everybody down here just having a good time. And being part of the Reading Rodeo Association has been an honor for me. And
well, you know what? I feel the same way. I joined 3 years ago. You joined, of course.
4 years. I was in 4 years. You're three. You're 1 year behind me.
And I tell you what, it's a the Reading Rodeo Association, like the Asphalt Cowboys, is all volunteer. You can't force anybody to do anything, but
no.
The amount of work that the Reading Rodeo Association is, and you've got your core group, I mean, and then you got your group right outside the core, then you got some we never see except for rodeo, and I'm not sure who they are.
I've seen half a dozen people that, you know, they're not around during the meetings like you and I are, and then all of a sudden, oh, I didn't even know you were in.
And then some of them show up because they work the rodeo. I mean, they've got jobs like they're out there in the arena, you know, doing stuff, but... the rodeo has just taken on a new, it seems like after COVID, it's taken on a new impact. Last year, record-setting crowds. This year, we sold out tonight.
And tomorrow night.
But last night was full, and Wednesday night.
Wednesday night was half full, but you know what? That's a good tune-up for the rodeo.
Well, that's our...
That's our bowls and barrels.
That's our practice night.
That's our practice
and
night.
And I tell you what, we're running around bumping into things but on Wednesday night. But on Thursday, man, we are ready.
We are ready, and we knocked it out of the park. And it was a great night.
How do you turn this generator on?
I know.
Carl, go turn that generator on.
My arm hurts from pulling that cord.
And I'm looking at him, and I go turn that generator on. It has things like... buttons and fuel, and you need to do them at the same time, and you want me to turn this multi-$100,000 generator on? Yeah, sure.
And
guess what? I turned the generator.
You got it going.
Got it going.
Got that power going. It's just been a hectic week. We had Special Kids Day on Monday, which was fantastic.
It's a special day.
It was great. We had more
redshirts. And my friends, it's not open to the public, and there's a reason for that. You know, we've got 200 kids coming in, special needs kids. A lot of parents show up, the teachers. And like you said, you know, we have the Reading Rodeo Association. We put this thing on. We put it on since John Bauma was headed up our Reading Rodeo Association. And then the Asphalt Cowboys, they roll in too, and they're there to help.
It's a combined of both clubs. And for me, seeing a smile on that kid's face just does it all for me right there. I mean, they feel like they're part of the rodeo. They feel, you know, those kids riding on the horses and stuff, they're pretending like they're going to save the bank from being robbed.
Well, there's none of them that are not smiling. And it is. It's. I had not been to it because, you know, we have our show and all that. And by the time we're finished, it's usually about half over. But I left the show early this year so I could be there. And it is. It's very touching, and it's, well, I can understand now why everybody wants to be there. And, you know, what you do is put a kid on a horse, and there's three of them walk around with them.
I had
one
kid
on each side. And,
oh, yeah.
And one, you know, Reading Rodeo Association or SL Cowboy, you know, sometimes it's one on each side, and then somebody leading the horse.
Yeah.
So the child is safe.
Usually the owner is leading the horse, and
right.
The child is always safe. And then they're off in their dreamland doing what they are dreaming of, just being part. And animals and kids like that, they bond.
Well, you can, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you can tell that horse is sensing something.
Oh, yeah.
Sensing it. And they're quiet. They stop, you know, when they're supposed to. You know, the kids are, you know, someone bouncing up and down. You know, one kid came in. Did you see the kid dressed in like a Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Oh, I did see
that
kid.
Costume.
Yes.
And he got on there. I'm looking at that, and I was thinking, it's pretty warm out here, but he was just rocking.
I love him seeing that thing and playing the music. And I even had one kid said, where's the bulls at? And I was like, oh, they're resting right now. They're getting ready for Wednesday night.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is the other part, you know, we have the steak feed, and then we do, you know, we started the
mutton busting. Yep.
Slack. And I talked to like four families that came out and said, okay, is it too late to sign up tonight? And I went, no, yeah, it's way too late. And I tell them when they can do it, and they're all excited about next year. But We had 130 kids that rode sheep that day, and the top 40 are now riding in the rodeo. It's in the night.
Yep, we actually had, I believe the count was 148 was the total number. Two of them didn't show up. We signed up 150 kids. It starts at the beginning of April is when signups are. It's usually done within the first week.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, and you know what? If we, I guess we have to hold it to a certain amount, but I think that, you know, if you get that much interest in it, you want to kind of like maybe nurture that. You know what I mean?
You do. And it's a good thing that they did that because they used to do random picks, but now they have them all compete. And then, like you said, the top ones go into the rodeo.
What we're looking for in this is not, oh, by the way, every one of those kids that had 148 kids that show up, they get a belt buckle.
Yes, they do.
For being there and trying. Now, the top 10 or the top 40, then go in and try, you know, and then they'll ride. But what we're looking for is one that they're, you know, that they can ride a sheep and that they will ride the sheep.
We had one that ran out of real estate there, rode all along the fence and right into the group and just held on and then did that Lane Frost move with the two hands up in the air.
You know what? Kids are, I love this. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. Danny, thanks a lot. You got to go over and help Linda and all the rest of the gang.
I'll be setting up for chicks and chaps.
Thank you so much. You're our sound guy. You're out there. And by the way, if you're going to the rodeo, you probably see him because he's standing out there giving directions.
You know, that's been working out this year.
It really has helped.
Yes, it keeps people from, in my own rodeo flats, or if I'm in the platforms, or if I'm in the grandstands, even Box Reserve, straight ahead in the main gate there.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States and one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Fucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. unless you chose to fly from Reading. At Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of my closest friends smearing syrup all over their faces. In fact, I'm not sure how that's going to work, but good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're here, like I said, down in Roaring Gulch, and it is hopping down here. Yeah, you know, I mean, literally the largest restaurant in California at this time. I mean, you figure out how many people are coming through here. So I'm down here with David Wiley, my right-hand man and producer to be, and Christina's back in the studios, making sure all this works. How are you doing today, Christina? Hello?
Yes, okay. Yes, I am good.
Okay, I'm just wanting to make sure here that you're still there and we're on the air.
Of course you are.
I'm here with Officer Trevor Denham, Reading Police Department, and Trevor, how long have we known each other?
Well, since you and Linda moved to Shasta County, to Reading.
2007.
Yes.
So, and I met Trevor because, well, we know his parents well. And and of course, we're talking about Denham Motors. But Trevor was in the Coast Guard. You just finished a tour, hadn't you?
At that time, I had just deployed down to Guantanamo Bay, and you had me on the radio to talk about that.
Yeah, so you were in Guantanamo Bay back in the old days.
Yeah.
So I imagine things probably changed down there. And then you tell us what happened. Then you came back here.
Came back. I got hired by Reading Police in 2007. I've been doing that job ever since, and now I'm with the Reading Traffic Unit for the past 2 years. So we're busy. If you guys are coming to the rodeo, you'll probably see us out there in the street helping direct traffic and making sure everyone is able to get into the rodeo safely.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, you know, I've known Trevor for 17 years, and you know what? You have not changed. I mean, you're still that, you know, well, you may have changed a little bit. But this, he's a, you know, I mean, extremely physically fit young man, and I've seen you in cars and motorcycles, and I'm surprised if there were horses, you wouldn't be on horses.
I don't know if I'd do that, Carl.
Really? Well, it shows a great deal of common sense not to get on a horse.
I'll leave it to the professionals to do that.
So this week for you all, because you got the rodeo, you got pancake breakfast, you got all the events going on like that.
Parade tomorrow morning.
Is this like an all hands thing, or is it, you know, because you also have just our regular stuff going on out there in Reading?
Right. Yeah. Patrol is still doing their thing, responding to calls for service in town. You've got the Reading Traffic Unit, and we're working each event. All four or five of us are on motors out there making sure everyone is safe for all these events. And we have additional officers working the events, community service officers, cadets who are helping out with traffic control and making sure that just everything flows smoothly.
Well, I tell you what, I've gotten out. Well, of course, I leave later than most people, but it seems like everything is working the way it should. Do we have more problems during rodeo week than
the biggest thing is just kind of traffic congestion. And so there's social media posts out that the Highway 44 ramp on the Sundial Bridge is closed at 6:15, and that's closed for the duration of the rodeo. So we'll need people to take a detour and come off Butte Street and Park Marina. And just kind of go with the flow. If you're in a lane, go into that lane, and we're going to get you parked, and you might have to walk a little bit, but it's not like Bay Area traffic where you're in it for hours. It might just be a few minutes.
Well, that's it. You know, we make that announcement that, hey, they're closing the, I say six, closing the overpass. And if you think you're going to get through there, it's not going to happen. So then they have to park on the other side of the of 44.
Well, the overpass will stay open. But we closed the off-ramp.
If
people are coming into town and they're trying to take the off-ramp, that closes. And usually that closes about the time that most of the parking lots are full. And so then it's better if people park over off Park Marina or Butte Street and walk in.
Are there any shuttles going that you know of?
Rodeo does have shuttles.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're going all the way out to Butte Street or Park Marina.
I know we have shuttles out in the parking lot to move people in and out. And How about problems? Are there many problems when you get big events like Colleyville Nights and then, of course, the rodeo? So
nothing real big. I think just kind of people have some, you know, tempers, some short fuses if they don't get things their way right away. You know, some other things, people might drink a little too much and kind of get out of hand. But we try and take care of people as best as possible.
I can't picture that. You know, we had some incidents Wednesday. Medical incidents. I think it was a diabetic, low sugar thing happened. And I tell you what, it was like three Redding policemen and EMTs there and all that taking care of that.
Yeah, with the rodeo staff, law enforcement, EMS was on scene pretty quick. We've got a small kind of side by side cart to be able to get in, so they don't have to drive their ambulance into all the crowd because we got a lot of people. We got 6,000 tickets. Tonight and tomorrow night that were sold, and that's maxed out.
So. Yeah, we're maxed out. And, you know, it's funny, you know, every so often you'll see in the past, I've seen some fights, and I've seen y'all selling things. I haven't seen that in the last couple of years. And, I mean, I'm there late, too. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it just seems like people are just having a good time.
We respond to those calls occasionally, but usually by the time we get there, it's resolved.
It's resolved.
Rodeo style, I don't know.
It's rodeo style, yeah. Well, Trevor, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely.
And with your team out here. And the we so much appreciate everything you all do.
All right, thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
Especially tell your parents to say hello.
We'll do.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy. The amount, when you think about this, we have our police doing their regular jobs, and then you throw in about another 25,000 people. You know, so, I mean, our police department is, of course, well-trained, and they, you know, and they're dealing with the public that way. I'm sure what I'm supposed to be looking at here, son. Okay. But they've been here, of course, at all of our rodeos, all of our big events, and they do a great job. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to be talking to Heather Edmund, who is running for state assembly and out of Modoc County, and she's going to join us right here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home. With quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank, you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down at the rodeo grounds getting ready for Think Pink and Chicks and Chaps. And she's getting set up down there because they're having a sold-out event down at the rodeo grounds. And we are here at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of our closest friends. And you know what? I like this. And, you know, this year, you hear a lot of music in the background. It's kind of cool now. When we came here, when we set up yesterday, the sound system was not here. And I walked in this morning, and it was loud. And so Dave Tappan, who's running all this, all the media and all, I said, he goes, how's it going? I'm like, it's a little loud, Dave. He said, I'll see if I can get her to turn it down. And darn if it didn't happen. But still, it's kind of cool. It's not too loud there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, and they are a community bank. They are based here in Reading, local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one down in Anderson. They've been in the business over 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I kind of feel like it's the friends of or cheers of banks. When you walk in, they know your name. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Hey, we're here with Heather Hadwick. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Heather is running for the State Assembly.
I am.
And it's down just the two of you, you and Tanessa Audette. And we had like five or six.
Yeah, five.
Five in it. We had the primary, and now it's down to two. And which is going to occur like November 6th.
Yep.
So you are crisscrossing the northern region here.
Yes, I'm on the road constantly.
Well, I mean, how many miles is that? I mean,
so it takes me 3 hours to get here to Reading from
right.
my house. So.
You're from MoDOT.
Yeah, but it's 11 counties, so it's It's bigger than a state.
It's bigger than some eastern states, this county. And we have one representative.
Yep. And none of them are easy to get to either.
You know, there's something wrong when we only have one representative, one assembly member, and one senator for this.
Yeah.
And you got L.A. with 47 assembly members. Wow. I don't know how many senators they got down there. Coming just out of L.A.
It's every 500,000 people for assembly.
Yeah.
So it takes us 11 counties to get there, which is the way I prefer it, really.
Yeah. Well, you know. Because this is why we came up here.
This is why we live here.
For the rural lifestyle. Heather, what do you think of this event?
We came last year too, and it's so impressive. It is a well-oiled machine. I've been handing out plates since like 4:30 this morning, and it's amazing how, you don't even hardly wait in line. They have it down, and everybody's working together, and it's great. It's fun to see everybody visiting and saying hi to each other, and just a great atmosphere.
Well, it is. And, I don't see too many unhappy faces around here either.
No, and when you're handing little kids plates for pancakes, they love you.
That's not buying votes.
No, it doesn't count.
Because of little kids.
Community service.
Community service, that's right. I mean, just because you put a little sticker that says Vote Heather on each one of the plates. I mean, come on. No, I am just kidding.
We all know that. That would be good. That would be smart. Yeah.
Want a little extra syrup?
Yeah.
Here. Let me give you a ballot. I'm sorry. I'm just feeling frivolous this morning. What do you think about, we are different up here.
We are.
Rural areas are different. We come here for that. We like to spread out. I mean, even in Redding, which is the largest city, we're still rural out here.
It's still that same small community,
Are we running into problems, you think? We all know we have problems, but is the state just going to keep compressing us and trying to do this?
I feel like the more time I spend in Sacramento, the more I realize how much they do not understand how we live and that quality of life that we all want to preserve.
Yeah.
And so I want to protect that. I want to teach them why we live here and our why the things coming out of there are going to affect us a little different.
Now, I know the Dallies have tried to do that.
Yes.
I mean, they really have reached out,
yeah.
And they brought them up here, and they're so surprised that people have to drive 60 miles to get to a pharmacy or medical care. Oh my gosh, but I still don't think that they grasp it.
It takes me 5.5 hours to get to Sacramento, and they're amazed that I'm still in California, living that far away, and that the North State just keeps going. So I'm excited to bring them up and show them, And we live in the best part of the state. I mean, really, and the most beautiful. And they don't understand. They don't understand how the gas prices affect us when we're driving 2 or 3 hours to go to the doctor. That ripple effect of these costs, are making it very unaffordable for people.
Well, the other thing too, I don't mean to keep beating on this one, but they keep pushing the electric vehicles now. Here, for me, I could have a hybrid. I could have an electric vehicle. It's not going to touch it. I mean, it will be economical, blah, 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 blah. But the instant I leave here to haul my horse, I can't use an electric vehicle. No. You can't haul horses. I mean, because I'm not buying an 18-wheeler. But just a pickup truck to haul horses, cattle, anything like that, which we all, a lot of people do up here in the rural areas. You can't use it.
No.
Plus,
yeah.
There's no infrastructure. And they don't seem to grasp it somehow.
No. Well, and like the school buses, making the school buses electric. Our route is an hour for our kids, in a lot of these areas. And you can't even run them that long. So, plus it's cold, So we can get down to negative 20.
And it sucks the battery dry. And so there you are. You've got 40 kids on a bus on a mountain pass.
Yeah. No.
Here's your grant to buy the electric bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you.
We can use it in town here, once a year.
Yeah.
Something
like
that. Well, whoever wins has got their job. I mean,
yeah, it's a huge job.
I think a lot of the Dallies.
Yeah.
But I've said this on a couple of times, and it has nothing to do with their abilities or their any of that. I said, you know, I bet you a couple of times you just feel like sending down one of your dogs to sit in your seat and bark, you know.
Yeah.
And because it's the it's just tough.
Hey, yeah, we're in the super minority, and so
yeah.
It's hard to get stuff done.
You're traveling around a lot, and even though this is a predominantly conservative area up here, are you seeing some – I think people are getting fed up, though.
I feel like a lot of issues are going to be bipartisan.
Yeah,
I mean, people – the crime is affecting them. Homeless is affecting them. The cost is affecting everybody. Small business owners, like, everybody's struggling at this point.
Yeah, we're getting hammered out here.
Yeah.
And they spent $29 billion on homelessness, and the only thing that's happened is it's grown.
Yeah.
It's gotten worse. And where did the $29 billion go?
They can't tell you.
They can't tell you. If you figure 181,000 homeless people, and if you divided that into the $29
million, oh, man.
$29 billion,
yeah.
they could have bought their own homes, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem. They don't know what works. They haven't went through and had those audits and critiqued those programs.
They haven't figured it out yet.
But then they want to tell all these cities and communities how to fix it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of that siloed funding that gives people – it doesn't help them fill the holes in their community.
Right.
And I think that local control needs to happen. The local elected need to be able to make those decisions and figure out what will work for them.
Well, they just took more money out of this when they passed that thing. And, I mean, that was tight. I mean, that was close. And so what they're going to do is take more money away from the counties, which is where the money should be spent.
Yeah. Well, and it's scary because then it also adds a level, too, because it now makes it where they have to treat addiction and substance abuse. And, like, small counties, we don't have those programs. We don't have, you know, we don't have the capacity to do that with less money.
And the other things they have a propensity of doing down there in Sacramento, bless their hearts, is that was not a nice thing to say, really. My mom would say that sometimes. I went, ooh.
Yeah.
But they give us money for a while, and then that money just goes away, and now we've got the program started, and now we're having to take care of it.
No way to sustain it.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right, though. I think it's shifted because that Prop 47, that's under attack right now. I think that's going to pass. We can actually take back our streets and our stores from people. You know, but they're also talking about raising gas taxes in July.
Oh. Yeah. I was just in the Midwest for my grandma's funeral, and we paid under $3 for gas, and it was $2.59. And we were so excited, and our Uber driver was complaining because in one city it was $3.01. And I'm like, we haven't had $3 gas, and I can't even remember. You know, it's
$3
been a long
gas.
Time.
When was that? I don't think that's.
And they're just appalled, you know. But we have to do something. We can't. Everybody's struggling, and you can only struggle for so long before you're going to leave the state.
And I think that they're starting to see
U-Hauls, right? All the U-Hauls are going away.
And then they say, oh, but look, our population is growing. But why is it growing? We've got now.
Yeah, homeless.
We're homeless, and we've got San Diego took over as the largest entry point for illegals.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where we're growing our population.
Yeah. I would like to see a kind of an audit on those numbers, too.
Yeah.
I bet it's lower than they want to say. You
of
know?
Course it is. Now, Heather, how do people get a hold of you? I've got like a minute left. So how do people get a hold of you? And, I mean, you come out and speak at different things and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I am on the road a lot. I'm trying to work full-time, too. And so, but we're on the road at events all the time. VoteHadwick.com is my website. You can go on there and learn more about me. I'm having an event actually next week in Anderson, May 22nd. We're having a barbecue, and we have the Highland cows, those Scottish fuzzy cows that are so popular.
Cuties.
Yeah, so we're going to bring down a couple cows and babies so people can take selfies with them and pet them, because everybody loves those cows.
This is the ones that's kind of like the forelock up here.
Yeah,
lots of hair.
And they're very like docile and gentle. They're very sweet. So it's at Anderson River Park on Wednesday, so come on out.
All right. Heather, thanks for joining us. And you can go back now and hand out more plates or whatever they've got you doing over there.
You
start with the plates and your skill level gets up.
Right?
And
yeah, that's what they said. You got to earn. You got to
earn that spot.
Yes, yeah. And I'm okay with it because you can talk a little more handing out plates. I don't want to be burning in pancakes. That'd be embarrassing.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got Kimberly Johnson from Children's Legacy of One Safe Place is going to join us.
CNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Many of downtown Houston streets littered with debris in the aftermath of vicious and deadly thunderstorms.
Storms blew out windows in high-rise buildings, downed trees, flooded streets, and knocked out power to more than 900,000 homes and businesses in the Houston area. At least four people were killed. At a news conference carried by KTRK, Houston Mayor John Whitmire says it's not a time for people to be on the roads.
We had a storm with 100 miles per hour winds, the equivalent of Hurricane Ike. Considerable damage downtown.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says it was a quick-moving storm.
They're not as strong as they were earlier, and some of the strongest thunderstorms at the moment are actually off the Florida Panhandle coast.
I'm Donna Waters.
Scotty Scheffler's attorney says it was a big misunderstanding. Scheffler, the world's top golfer, arrested this morning after driving past a police car stationed at the scene of a fatal pedestrian accident that involved a bus. Scheffler was driving to the PGA Championship at the time he was detained. He was since released and has teed off this morning at Louisville's Valhalla Golf Club. Former President Trump is not stuck in a Manhattan courtroom today. The trial in recess until Monday.
You know, they're trying to rush to get it done before the election so that they can arm me, so they can hurt their political opponents.
Michael Cohen is back on the stand Monday, and then the trial could head to closing arguments if Trump doesn't testify in his own defense and his team doesn't call a witness. Under cross-exam, they attacked Michael Cohen in an attempt to discredit his testimony. Court is off Friday, Trump attending son Barron's high school graduation and then a fundraiser. I'm Julie Walker.
And watching Wall Street, stocks adding to recent gains. The Dow is up 35 points, 39,904. And the NASDAQ ahead, 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Japan making significant changes in its divorce law, allowing for joint custody of children.
Many of the parents that we've spoken to that have gone through the sole custody system have said, when we go to the police to say we want to see our children, they say they can't do anything for us, that this is a family matter. So there is that concern about how this new amendment, how this joint custody is going to be enforced. One other big issue has been with women who have escaped violent marriages, abusive marriages. Again, lawyers who have specialized in helping women with abusive marriages have said, well, these women leave the marriage, take their children because they're trying to escape. If you force them into joint custody, you're bringing them back to the abuser.
The BBC Shaina Halil. A man charged with attempting to assassinate Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has been escorted by police to his home. Slovak media reporting it's part of a police search for evidence in the case. News and analysis at townhall.com. Honda says it's committed to EVs and the automaker putting its money where its mouth is.
Honda is doubling down on its commitment to electric vehicles, saying it will invest $65 billion through fiscal 2031 to deliver EV models to nations around the world. You may have heard talk of a slowdown in electric vehicles in some markets, but Honda says the move toward EVs is solid in the long run. Honda is announcing a deal with IBM to work together on computer chips and software for future vehicles, meeting the upcoming demand for better processing and lower power consumption. I'm Rita Foley.
After 73 years, a Korean War veteran from Minnesota wounded in combat all those decades ago is finally set to get his Purple Heart. The Army notified 96-year-old Earl Meyer that it has granted him the medal. He's scheduled to receive it in a ceremony today in St. Peter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
A lot of people. Does it matter? I have an echo. Does it matter?
Good morning, everybody. Carl?
Okay. Hey, good morning. I did not hear the intro into this, so I'm getting a little bit of an echo, but I think that's going to be okay. That just went away. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl Linda Bott. And we are at Roaring Gulch here with, I don't know, 10,000 of our closest friends having breakfast here. Linda is down at the rodeo grounds already preparing for the Chicks and Chaps and the big four-way they're having. It starts at 10. Sold out event, breast cancer awareness, speakers, singers, cowboys, the whole enchilada, as we say. So, but good morning, everybody. And today's weather is going to be about 91 degrees sunny. It's going to be cooling off tonight for the rodeo. Tonight is, of course, breast cancer awareness, Think Pink, down at the rodeo arena. That starts, the rodeo, of course, starts at 7. It's sold out. But what I have is I have two tickets to tomorrow night for the Military Appreciation Night. Two of them, and I'm going to give those away to the first person that calls 530-605-4567, and you're going to score two tickets to tomorrow night's Saturday night sold out, but I've got two tickets for you, and the first person that calls, and let me see, what else do I have here? I've got to make sure I've got the right tickets for you. There they are. And so give us a call and win your tickets. Pick them up today. You have to pick them up today, though, because tomorrow we're shut down. If you can't pick them up today, well, then probably don't enter. So, Christina, you should be – oh. Tell Liam that I'm holding his tickets right now. Come on down to the pancake breakfast. So I've got them right in my hand. So another set. Okay, welcome back. Like I said, the weather's going to be great. It's going to be the rodeo tonight is the Think Pink. And with me, and it's kind of appropriate, I've got Kimberly Johnson. Good morning.
How you doing, sir? Good morning.
Head of Children's Legacy and One Safe Place.
That's right.
Have you all shifted yet?
We are still in the shifting process. We don't have an official new name yet, but at least for all of our staff, we are essentially operating as one agency.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So tell us what's going on down there.
You know, we have, my goodness, it has been an incredible 16 months since we have begun this process of bringing these two organizations together. And one of the most exciting things that happened is we opened our new transitional housing program, which is 12 transitional housing units in like an apartment style kind of complex.
Yeah.
And we have two that are 3-bedroom, 1-bath, and then the rest of them are 2-bed, 2-bath, or 2-bed, 1-bath. And so that's really going to help our victims that are coming into shelter be able to have a space that they can transition into in order to get into long-term housing. So it's been a huge kind of gap that we've had to backfill and plug with one-off kind of apartments and dealing with a lot of landlords, and this is going to bring it all together under one roof. We're going to have case management, so we're very excited about that program this year.
That's great.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, but every time you all take a step forward, it's good for our community.
Yeah, it's been, I tell you what, you know, Carl, and I mean, today is like a perfect example, right? Like this is the best part of our community. It's just so much fun to see everybody come out and support Pancake Breakfast and everything that's happening this week during Rodeo Week and the Asphalt Cowboys out. And I think that this same kind of spirit of just love for our community is the overwhelming feeling that we've had since stepping in at One Safe Place. So it's been really cool to be a part of.
You know, this is one of the things I was speaking to the leadership Reading yesterday. You know, part of a media group there. And when you're talking to them, then you realize, you know, why you do things and why we stayed here. I mean, Linda and I could have gone, I mean, literally any place in the world.
Yep.
I had job offers
yeah,
in
you
Europe
could have.
And all that.
Yeah.
And we decided to stay in Reading. And people have heard me. People have heard us. Can you hear us? Can you hear me there, Christina?
Really bad. I hear the music, guys.
Because of the music. And so I'm going to try and fix that at the break. But this is a great place.
It is.
Reading's
yeah.
a great place, and we're so happy that we're here.
Yeah,
and
we're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, and because this is a quality place, and we care.
Yeah.
I say we, meaning
the community.
The community
cares. The community cares, yeah.
So
they really do. It's true.
Yeah.
And I think that it, you know, it. There's so much of. I think we talk about the beauty of the space that we live in and the access to, you know, everything from lakes to mountains, and that's very, very accurate. But I think the best of who we are as a community is truly the people that are here and the people who just support work of not just One Safe Place, but gosh, so many incredible nonprofits, and just we just live in a really generous space. So it's pretty incredible to be here.
It is. You know, we have domestic violence. I mean, that's just part of our community. I think it's a part of every community.
Yeah.
I can't say it's just here, obviously.
Right.
Do you go to conferences throughout the state, United States, by any chance?
So I haven't. I haven't actually been to any domestic violence-specific conferences. We're connected into a couple of statewide and national networks on domestic violence. And I will say, you know, having been started in kind of the child abuse space and then now getting more familiar with the domestic violence space, you know, a lot of people that do the work of DV, they really feel like kind of post O.J. Simpson, in a lot of ways, the world has sort of moved on. And I think what they mean by that is in terms of legislation and access to funding has just changed. And, you know, however, I would say that here locally in Shasta County, that's not the sentiment. I think that we have the opposite here. I think we have a community who very much cares about domestic violence and the work that we do day in, day out. So, it's been interesting to see the blending of the amount of incredible funding and support at state and federal levels for child abuse that's different. It's not the same for domestic violence victims. And so we're doing all that we can to try to bring those two worlds together and do some advocacy work, really at a statewide level to try to support that.
Yeah. Maybe they started turning it down. That was nice.
I mean, that was.
Oh, no.
I think
no,
it was just a break in the song.
I'm gonna find Dave Kappen and say, Dave, you're killing me. well, you know, the thing about it is, it does. When you've got a community that cares about domestic violence, you have more cases. I mean,
right.
I just really believe that
because we
take it seriously. We have you all with the police, you're trained, school teachers, banks, everybody.
That's right.
And because they do, you get more cases.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I think that this is where, you know, having our local law enforcement chiefs and sheriffs and district attorney on the Children's Legacy Center board, and obviously DA Bridget was a board member at One Safe Place for many, many years. And so when the decision came up to bring together the two organizations, it wasn't something that we took lightly at all. But they knew that it was going to be what was best for the victims of our community. And so they have been nothing but incredibly supportive because they take these cases of domestic violence very, very seriously. So very grateful for our sheriff and our DA and our police chiefs and everyone in between that does this work.
Well, you know, I am see where we're at here. Hey, we're going to take a quick break.
That sounds great.
I'm here with Kimberly Johnson. I'm trying to get the music turned down here. That all of a sudden they just went crazy with it. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You did great.
You want to hang around, or you got something else?
Excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Roaring Gulch, California, well, or known as Market Street, right down here in Reading, downtown Reading. And we seem to be having a little bit of feedback. Okay, that's fixed now.
There we go.
Good, great. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, Rob Athens Avenue. They've been there since 1960. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. The only place I've had my haircut in 17 years.
Well,
I know. Can you believe it?
Do you have one barber, the same barber the whole time, or a bunch of different ones?
Two of them are in there, and I trade off.
You go back and forth.
I go back and forth.
Okay.
Logan and Tim. Veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. I've never had a bad haircut there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I make appointments. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Or you can just drop by. They got an opening. There you go.
There you go.
Now, let me remind everybody, it's not a hair salon. It's a barber.
It's a barber shop.
And it's man's last stronghold.
And there's a difference.
There's
a big difference.
You know, and I tease people that go, men, they go to hair salons. I go, why do you like to brush dry? Do you like to be blown dry? Is that it? Do they put special gel in your hair? The only special gel they have there is butch wax, you know, for your flat top. So,
although I have to admit, my 14-year-old son is very into all of the hair products that he receives at a barbershop, actually. He sees a professional barber, but even the barber gets him these bougie hair products that I give him a little bit of a hard time about.
I'm turning you on just a little bit because you are blowing them out in the thing.
Apparently, okay. I'm still projecting from when the music was blaring.
Oh, yeah. Now it's so much better.
Now we're great. Yeah, I don't need to yell.
Yeah, I just had to ask. Dave Tappan, you know, Dave works at another radio station. And good guy. Really good guy. And he handles the Asphalt Cowboys media and all this stuff putting it together. He does a wonderful job. So, anyway, I'm here with Kimberly Johnson from Children's Legacy and Once They Place. We always have a good time.
We do. I enjoy it so much,
yeah.
Carl.
Yeah, we got to make sure that we got to kind of set this back up so it gets, you know, more on a regular basis. And
I agree.
Tackling you when you walk by.
I agree. I would love that. That'd be great. That'd be great.
The where are we heading with Children's Legacy Once They Place? I mean, you just opened up a new.
Yeah.
Children's
a new transitional housing. That's right.
Housing.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, the hindsight 2020 perspective of what it takes to bring two organizations together. This is my first time going through a merger and acquisition. I've never led an organization through a merger acquisition process.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think it's come in stages. And I think the first stage was really just about being able to come in and just build a lot of trust and relational equity with the incredible and inspirational staff that are doing the work every single day. And then it kind of came into just sort of peeling back the layers of the onion to say, what is it that we need to improve on and change across both organizations? And we've both been made better for knowing one another. And it sort of now is at this place where we're looking ahead and we're going, okay, so we have, you know, really about 10 locations across Shasta County, across both organizations. I mean, there's 10 separate buildings of some kind that we are working out of in this community. And so being able to look at each of those and say, how do we work together? How do we blend them together? What is the best way to serve victims in our community? And so right now, that's kind of where we are, is we're in this very, very intentional design phase of ensuring that we can maximize everything that we're doing and serve victims really, really well. So I think it's really at this place of ensuring that they're not going to stay siloed. You know, we're not going to have OSP staff and CLC staff or OSP work and CLC work. We really are bringing them together. And so what that looks like is, you know, if I give one example, would be our transitional housing unit, the ability to say, okay, well, the Children's Legacy Center side, we do some transitional housing. We're getting into some transitional housing work with youth that are getting out of foster care. And so what does it look like for us to take maybe three of the 12 units and serve kiddos that are coming out of foster care, ages 18 to 24. And so things like that how are we blending the work together in a way that makes sense for the victims, for the staff, for the community?
You know, we're seeing, now you have a number, I'm sure, of domestic violence victims that are homeless.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the state of California has spent $29 billion on homelessness, and it continues to grow. And it doesn't seem like they've got a yardstick of measuring.
Yeah.
I mean, if you divided 181,000 into 29 billion, I'm pretty sure we could take care of those people. We just write them a check every month and do away with all the infrastructure. So, and one of the things is y'all are combining all your efforts. Is this going to be reaching out more? I mean, you've got this group over here and this group over there. I mean, like you said, it's siloed.
That's
a lot
right.
Of times.
Yeah.
But that's the way the state seems to be making it. You know, they want to do that. And that just doesn't make sense.
Well, I think that the desire of at least in the work that we've been trying to do with the state specifically, is this really significant desire to create this kind of what's called a continuum of care, right? So
yeah.
It's this one-stop shop, no matter what, if it's for somebody that has complex needs such as substance use or they're not housed, or it's somebody a victim of domestic violence, there's a desire to create a continuum. I think what people it's hard to understand is that you have to have databases and software systems that link up with that.
Yeah.
And so even with just the work of Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place as an example, we have to use 7 different data systems because of our programmatic diversity. So we have one system that's like an electronic health record. OSP has their own that has to be HMIS compliant, homeless compliant. We have one for our foster care. And there is no one system. There is no one platform anywhere in the world that we have found that can talk to all of them, that can talk to one another. And so when we think of how integrated technology is in our daily life and rhythm,
uh-huh.
and we try to imagine serving victims that are really hard to find and discover and, you know, come in contact with, like somebody who's unhoused and transient in nature, it's the technology infrastructure that is such a significant breakdown in terms of tracking.
Well, you know, let me tell you, the military, for eons, we couldn't talk to each other.
I mean, really?
The Army, and I mean, we had kind of general communications. You got to a certain level, but it wasn't a universal communications.
Among the branches.
Among the branches.
Wow.
And we didn't have, and as we found out, we got into urban warfare, that our radios wouldn't work in the city. I mean, spent a lot of money on radios, be able
yeah.
to talk, we couldn't, but it wouldn't work in the city.
Yep.
So what you're describing is something that the military went, I mean, full bore, spent a lot of money on so that all the systems could crosstalk.
So does it now?
Yeah, it does now.
Wow.
Yeah, but then you get it. Well, but you have some things that are, you know, that are service specific.
Yep.
Navy, Army,
yeah.
Marines, Coast Guard, do it like that.
Yeah.
So what you're describing is something you need an overarching system.
Yeah,
and that can touch on it.
Right. And why that is such a perfect example, Carl, is because the military is, because it absolutely should be. It's such a structured environment.
Yeah.
Right? It is so structured because it needs to be. So if you take the structure of a military and understand the difficulty, and I can't even imagine what it took to bring those systems online, and they're still, I'm sure, evolving. So now trying to take that in the complete lack of structure of somebody that's homeless or unhoused
yeah.
and how transient they are, trying to create the same amount of systemic structure within a technology, bringing in, you know, compliance and privacy and so many different things.
Yeah.
It's very, very complicated.
Well, it is very complicated. You know, I was with the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, and we built the system to be able to push information down to the individual warrior.
Wow.
But I tell you what, who I was working with, I was working at Jet Propulsion Lab, the Defense Intelligence Services, Cal Poly. I mean, we took scientists. I mean, we literally built a system that we could push the information down. Now, that was for the future, but we showed it was like a proof of concept. But what you're doing is same thing, is you're trying to push information down at the same time, have agents in there gathering
right.
information to give to you.
Well, and that's actually, I love it. I love that we're using this example because I've thought about it so often. I think it feels a lot of times like we're playing a game of telephone. You know that kindergarten
yeah.
game where you say one thing and by the time it gets totally different?
Oh, yeah.
And so I've thought about the military actually a lot because, I mean, and law enforcement for that matter. I mean, it's life or death when you're talking about something,
yeah.
a directive that comes from the top goes to the front lines, and then the information coming from the front lines going back to the top.
Yeah.
And how even before we had access to technology and communication, how long that loop took and how much miscommunication took place, how they overcame that. But even now today with the technology we have, how those agencies overcome communication breakdowns that happen from very top to the front line and front line to the top. Because I think more than anything, the work that we're doing, and we actually have a contract with the state, so we are doing some work directly with the state. And I think one of the biggest breakdowns that we've seen is like the direct work that happens on the very front lines is not always making it to the legislative change and vice versa. And so
they've got to grasp what's needed.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
your average assembly or person and senator have no idea. I mean, they're engaged in other things. And even when you're dealing with government agencies, great ideas are sometimes ignored. And when you try to explain it, that's why in the lab we were given free rein to do anything we wanted. So
yeah.
and we used it. So, but when you come down here, the idea that you have to work with like 12 different agencies and you're trying to pass information down and get information back up from the people that don't even have a home.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And I think part of our responsibility as leaders of, especially of community-based organizations that are doing frontline work, it's our job to not just gather the data and information, but to present it in a way that's simple. And so you're trying to take something complicated to make it simple. I think one of my favorite, I think it's Lincoln that he quoted, and he said, if I would have had more time, I would have said less words, right? Because the simplification of something is actually so hard to do. But I think it's our job as community-based organizations to inform our leaders and legislatures locally and statewide to be able to say, here is what we're seeing on the front lines in a qualitative and quantitative data-driven way that tells an informed story in order to present the needs in a way that's informed. So I think that there's shared ownership and responsibility, at least for me. I'm not putting that off on anyone else. I think for me, I carry that. I carry some of the my own ownership in trying to communicate that well.
Okay. Kimberly Johnson, Children's Legacy Center, Once They Place, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
Got to take a break. And we got to come back and finish this.
I would love to.
And you think about Napoleon's corporal. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. Please tell me.
Well, when Napoleon would write up a battle plan, he had a corporal standing outside. He'd bring the corporal in. He'd give him the plan. He says, do you understand this? And if the corporal didn't understand it, he'd rewrite it so the corporal could
understand
what he was talking about. Then he would issue it to his generals.
Wow. There you go.
Napoleon's corporal.
It's that.
There you go.
Carl, it's that. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Day.
Appreciate you.
We'll you
too. Happy rodeo week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wag on the wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the Roaring Gulch Studios of a Pancake Breakfast with Carl Bott. Linda Bott's over at the rodeo grounds getting ready for the Think Pink and Chicks and Chaps event that's going on. It's sold out. She's emceeing, and they got some great speakers, music, they got cowboys, they got it all. And like I said, it's sold out. Hey, welcome back. If you have not been down here before, you are missing out on a great time. I haven't seen one person, and I've seen thousands today, and they're all happy.
Yep, thousands.
And I'm here with Don Conley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jack's
Grill.
Jack's Grill. And so how long have you been a cowboy?
Well, I was...
Asphalt cowboy.
I was... In the mid-80s, I was in there for 11 years, and then business got to the point where I'd take a break, so I'm back again.
Back again. Now, okay, here's our dirty little secret. Ready? We were just talking about it. Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Everybody goes, all of Reading Rodeo Association.
Hey, everybody.
Asphalt Cowboys. Yeah. But then Sunday morning at 7, that's when we start cleaning up. So we're down there at 7 o'clock cleaning up. And then, you know, cause you got to do that because that can, it, then you can go, okay, now I can take Sunday afternoon off and go back to work Monday.
Yeah. So the one thing that I tell people that just if they want to see is something unusual, when we shut down at 10, we've been doing this, the Cowboys, for so long. I mean, you can't believe everything in here, tables, chairs, all go on. Everything we have is mobile. We'll be cleaned up, back to the clubhouse, unloaded before noon.
I believe that. Yep. No, I mean, you've been doing this a long time.
Yep, that's big.
Yeah.
Cowboy started in 1853.
Yep. And, I mean, it has been you all have done so much for our community. You know, people don't realize, you know, when they put on this pancake breakfast, and this is a good time, though, but you all have been called on many times in disasters.
Well, that's why we're quote-unquote special deputies of the sheriff. Several years ago, fire out on the east side, and they were evacuating people. We got a call like at 10 in the morning, and by 4:30, we were all the equipment out there, the food. We were serving dinner at 4:30.
Well, you all are organized to do that, and I mean, and you all Yeah, here's the thing about the asphalt cowboys. If they tell their people this is a mandatory meeting, they're all there, and if they're not, they're kicked out.
You have to sustain.
You have to sustain.
Yeah.
But you all are just, you know, but when you need people, if you want to be a member of the Cowboys, mm-hmm. you're going to show up.
Yep.
And I've always found that. It's like a military organization because everybody knows what volunteers are like. Everybody's, oh,
yeah,
good attitude, but then you're expecting 20 and there's 10. Because
that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in the Cowboys.
No. If we notice that, this is all hands, and there they are. We've had the Redding Rodeo Association, which, of mm-hmm. course, I'm a member of, and the Cowboys have had a long, long, long association.
Well, the Cowboys actually started with John
yes.
Bama.
Right.
That area down there wasn't much. They had a little arena out there, but it was not much.
Yeah.
And he went and asked, he and the, I can't remember, I think it was the manager of the chamber. They got 10 business people to promote the activities down there.
Okay.
One of them was Bob Dicker.
Okay.
And Bob Dicker just turned 100 years old.
Oh my gosh.
He physically, he's got problems. Mentally, he is sharp as a tack.
Wow.
So that's how it started, because what we do the, like it's advertisement notification of what the rodeo is.
Yeah.
The association, they do the rodeo.
You all have the, of course, the pancake breakfast. You have the street dance. Of course, the parade, the big parade that's going to be
tomorrow. Yeah.
You know, and we are concentrated on the rodeo. We the special kids day, the
that's our favorite day of the year.
Well, you know what? It's ours too, and. I think that started under John Bond.
Yeah.
The special, you know, they used to take the horses over to the schools when it first began.
Yep.
They would drive the horses over to the schools.
Yep.
And then they found out that was, you know, that was a little bit tough. That was a little bit fine, huh? And so then they started, you know, bringing them down to the rodeo grounds. And I have yet to hear one not totally positive comment from the Asphalt Cowboys and the Redding Rodeo Association about that day, the Special Kids Day. It is just beautiful.
It's always been all of us' favorite day.
Oh.
Then Tuesday, we have the bank robbery.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, we have the Kitty Pet Parade at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. And you know what? Thanks a lot for last year for Linda.
Yeah.
Linda was a sidekick. I had no idea. She never told me. And then they made the announcement here on the radio during pancake breakfast, and she's standing there with Baron. And I'm like, who? I thought, there's two Linda Botson? I will never. I had my revenge, though. I got Lieutenant Renault from the police department arrested her at the rodeo. Put the handcuffs on her. Anyway.
I saw Carl Linda at the PetSmart here, I don't know, a month or two ago, and I
yeah.
said, Carl, have you forgiven her yet? Absolutely not.
No. And you know what? You know, Linda shares everything with me. She said it was the hardest 3 days of my life. She says, I even wrote it down. I'm the sidekick. She said, but I didn't give it to you. And, she took it serious. You all told her. Do not tell anybody. She said it was like a, you know, we were transferred from car to car and all this. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
So, but it's a big thing. It gets the people going. And I haven't even read the clues today because after last year of reading them every day and not knowing it was my own wife, you know. So.
Kind of takes the sting out of it, doesn't it?
Well, you know, you read it, but, you know, I was thinking, I went, well, that sounds like Baron. But who's this other person? Have they found them yet?
Huh?
Have they found the?
I
don't know. I know they found the loot right away.
Yeah, that was really strange.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, the thing is that for me personally, you know, Cool April Nights,
right.
The air show, these things. I love big community events because that's what makes a town, not a city. And so I've always done anything I can do to support. Rodeo, etc., because they're just great events.
And you've done a great job. And I tell you what, Jack's is, it's a landmark. I mean, that's part of our community. I mean, you know that. I mean,
I tell people I haven't been a restaurateur for years. I'm a caretaker of a Reading tradition.
You know what? They ought to make it just a historical monument that you can eat at. And so, I mean, and then when you make special plans, you go, I mean, Jack is always right up there on the top of the list there because nothing's really changed.
You know, and that's the thing is, well, I took it over in April 77.
Uh-huh.
Not counting the menu prices.
Right.
But there's only been four or five changes on the menu. Four, actually. And when I took it over, that one-pound filet was $6.95.
One-pound filet.
$6.95.
You know...
But we know we've been very fortunate.
Hang on. You know what? We hang in there, though, right?
We've been very fortunate over the years. I mean, long-term employees.
Yeah. You've had long-term.
Mike Woodman was behind the bar when I made him a partner 7 years ago for 40 years.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me a while back, what was the most interesting thing about Jack's? I really thought about the history of the upstairs.
Yeah.
Then it dawned on me. I was on the state restaurant board for 20 years. They finally remembered we have two waitresses a night. In 40 years, Mike worked with seven waitresses. Two of her still work.
And by the way, my friends, that's absolutely true. And there, Rapino was
absolutely 36 years in the month.
She retired.
About 6 months ago.
And
when I hired her, I think the twins. We're 16 months old.
Megan and her
Rachel.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, we got to run here. I got to take a break. And I want to get Trish on. We haven't had Trish on in a long time. Yeah. People miss her. But you know what? It's such a pleasure talking with you that we're going to have to schedule another time when we can have more time. And you can tell us how, from Jack, actually, 77 and then watching what's going on downtown.
You got to remember, too, my big thing is history, so it's not hard to get me to talk.
Okay, well, no, I really want to do that. I want to spend an hour with
not
you
a problem.
On the radio,
yep,
sir. So
not
we're
a problem.
Reaching out.
All right.
Okay, we got to take a
Carl,
quick break.
Thank you.
You bet. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flag pole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local. We're fair. We answer the phone. And we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. Fire Radio at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl in the box. Okay, we're getting a little feedback here.
Right, echo.
Okay, little echo. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, it just went away. Almost. I can't figure out why that is. So, hey, welcome back to the show. We're down here in Roaring Gulch with thousands of our friends for the big pancake breakfast, which I have not had any of. But I am getting their special orange juice that they make and the coffee, so that'll keep me going. So, everybody, if you haven't been down here, they're going to be going until 10 o'clock. They started at 5. There's no lines. Just come down, and you got tickets. That was already 5, and that's the gate at 6. So, and this is another kickoff for another, of course, it's rodeo week. What can I say? Now, let me go right to my guest, Trish Clark.
Good morning, everyone. You know, I have to tell you, Carl, I've been so thrilled by the response from the community as I walk around that people have actually noticed I wasn't on the radio, and I was so impressed by that. They say, we need you to get back on the radio. When are you going to start doing the show? That's very heartwarming that people actually miss listening to me.
Well, we miss you. I mean, you and I have been together for years
on Thursday. Long time.
You know, once a week we come in and we get our Trishisms, and you just call your shots, and it's very much enjoyed. And so we're so happy that I see you walking around and all that. Trish wasn't sick. She had an injury.
I had some back issues, it was a long haul, but I'm doing so much better now and back up and getting my strength back and ready to get out among them and do it. So I'm going to be showing up there one of these mornings, and we're going to start doing that radio show again.
Okay, but I'm not going to announce when, because it's going to be when Trish wants to come in. Because, getting up at 5 o'clock with Trish,
that's a major issue.
That's the hardest part of the whole thing.
It absolutely is.
And she always shows up. Her hair is perfectly coiffed.
Well, you got to be ready to how you look on the radio is important, Carl.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's why I've got such a good face for radio. So what do you think is going on right now? I mean, you've been here, you've been a supervisor, you've been watching this for years. What's your opinion of this week?
Oh, the rodeo week is part of the history and the ambiance of Shasta County. I remember a few years back we had some people who had moved in and they objected to the holdup. They made a big fuss about the shots being fired with the holdup. And in fact, I'm almost sure that one year we kowtowed to that and said, okay, well, we won't do it. And the community went wild, said, are you kidding me? You're not getting rid of our traditions. And rodeo week is tradition. The Asphalt Cowboys, the pancake breakfast, the holdup, all of the above is just part of Shasta County. not going away and only going to get bigger and better as the years go by.
Yeah, it's, you know what, every, you know, last year we set records. I think this year we're going to break that record down there at the Reading Rodeo. We sold out Friday, Saturday. There were a lot of people there last night and Wednesday night, which is, you know, that's our kind of our practice night in,
right,
for the Rodeo Association. We got the Bulls and Barrels, but next year that's going to be a regular rodeo. And when I say that, even though we've been putting it on, some of these guys have been there for 20, 30 years. You're working with animals, and you're working with the competitors, and you're working with thousands of people. So everything's kind of click. You know, is everything going to be working? You know, no matter how much we try.
Well-oiled machine.
Is that gate going to work? So,
yeah, well-oiled machine. All the people involved, and we see it time and time again, if anything out of the ordinary happens, like kind of happened the other night, everybody knows their job and everybody does it. And time after time, it just all works like a well-oiled machine.
It does. And just like this, the Asphalt Cowboys and this Pancake Brush.
There's almost 10,000 people here every year. It's amazing.
It is. And they just keep, and people, and we tried to point that out today, is that the Asphalt Cowboys are a member of the Sheriff's Department. I mean, they're special deputies.
Auxiliary kind of thing, yeah.
And, but a disaster, car fire, any of these things that happen, and they are out there cooking for people, and they can put this mobile kitchen almost anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's very helpful to the community under disasters and everything. They're not. It's not just a bunch of guys in yellow shirts having a good time. They've got a regular job. But most of the time, it's about guys in yellow shirts having
a good time, and they're fun loving and always around the town. But as you indicate, whenever there's a need in the community, they step in and fill it.
That's right. Trish, I got like 4 minutes left, so give me a couple of Trishisms about what's going on in our politics, our political
world. Well, it's been an interesting year. I got a couple of comments to make. I think that the news watchers have been so busy worrying about what the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is doing that, quite frankly, I think they need to start paying a little more attention to what the Reading City Council is doing. I kind of talked about that way back, that there's some things going on. As we're talking about the rodeo, this is part of the community.
It's heritage.
It's heritage. It's part of it. And I think it's not going to change easily. And, in fact, I don't think it's going to change. But I think you might be looking for a little bit of a battle as we go forward. I think that the community needs to take a real hard look at the situation at the Board of Supervisors. Quit blaming everything that happened on this current board and look back to some of the issues they're dealing with that weren't caused by this board but by the previous board and administration. So need to take a closer look, dig down a little deeper, and stop reacting to everything that happens just from the seat of your pants. The other thing is I would remind the community that there's a thing that happens is when you have an elected body, they bring up an item, they discuss it, they listen to the input, they make a decision. When the vote is taken, the decision is made. Quit trying to redo every decision that's made. Quit trying to rehash and bring up, vote is 3-2 or 4-1 or 5-0 or whatever it is, the vote is taken, the decision has been made, move on.
Well, you know, and the thing about that is that, not everybody, we elected these people.
We're a republic, we're not a democracy.
That's right, and one of the things that happened, okay, I don't like what you're doing, so I'm going to recall you. Well, that failed. So
it sure did.
So let's move on from that. And then we just had an election, and there's a couple big changes happening. So those people are going to come in. So people have spoken. But now since you've done that, recall failed, Plummer and Long are coming in. Then you've got to take a look at the board right there.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's still near about Mary and Corky. So, but the thing is they're our elected representatives. You may not like it, so you stand up. But the thing is if you're going to stand up and talk, have something to say, and get off this attack mode. You know, we're not a bunch of a pack of dogs out there.
Well, and there is a protocol. Yeah. You know, there's the board opens it up to the public. The public has the right to speak on issues. Once that item is returned to the board, the opportunity for the people in the audience is gone. Now you shut up and listen. Speaking from the floor is counterproductive, and it's right down rude.
Yeah.
In a civilized society, we don't yell out like that.
And we don't curse at each other.
Once it's returned to the board, those in the audience do not have the right to speak and comment. And I hate seeing everybody do that. The turmoil in the community is uncalled for.
All right.
We can agree to disagree
there
and move on.
Why can't we be nice to each other?
I think it's time.
If I could be nice to Doug Jenke, I could be nice to anybody.
I miss Doug. We need to get together and do that again.
Oh, no. He every time, when's Trish coming back? When's Trish coming back? And I said, what am I, chop liver? He goes, well, Trish, I am so happy to see you. You know, I saw you the other day, and I just ran over there because I had seen you.
It's been a while.
We talk, but seeing you smiling and moving so easily and all that, I thought, Trish is back.
And it feels good. I'm a social person. I like being out and among them.
You are so important in our community and have been for so many years. So
see you at the rodeo Saturday night.
That's right. I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, everybody, we got tonight is the Think Pink, Tough Enough to Wear Pink. At the rodeo tomorrow's the Veteran Appreciation Day. I've given out our last tickets, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be warm, but it's not blistering hot. Have a great weekend. I hope I see y'all out there at the rodeo, and God bless.